بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. The dismembered body of Shahid Soleimani was bid farewell by millions of people. The people commemorated and respected a revolutionary and mujahid person who had laid down his life for the Islamic Republic like that. This is one example. There are many other examples as well, such as the case of religious scholars. The late Ayatollah Safi Gulpayegani was a marja taqlid, religious authority and faqih and jurisprudent. Notice what a great movement the people launched in his burial ceremony. The late Ayatollah Bahjat was a mystic and faqih. In his burial and farewell ceremony, the people of Qom filled that city with their emotions. People from other cities too went to Qom for his burial ceremony. You tell me, for which other person from among outstanding political, artistic and athletic personalities of the country would the people show such emotions? What does this show? Does this show the people's loss of belief in the clergy? Does it show the people's disbelief in religion, jihad and resistance? They make such an analysis. Their analyses are like this.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Notice what the people are doing about the song that has been released these days, which is an expression of one's love for the Imam of the age. May God hasten his reappearance and our souls may be sacrificed for his sake, and a greeting to him. Notice how enthusiastically they express their love. People, young, old, teenagers, children, women and men throughout the country do so. They do so in Tehran, Mashhad, Isfahan, Yazd, all in different ways. What is the reason for this? Is this a sign of people turning their backs on religion? Or is the other way around? In the beginning of the revolution, we did not have these things. In the beginning of the revolution, we did not witness the rushing of young students towards the centers of i'tikaf. We did not used to witness such great religious gatherings. Today, these things exist. So they have made a mistake about the Iranian nation. I could equally mention the 22nd of Bahman rallies. It is 43 years now that the people organize magnificent rallies on the 22nd of Bahman or on Quds Day. Is this a sign that the people have turned their backs on the revolution? This is a reason for the loyalty, resistance, and steadfastness of the people.
You've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. Indeed, you gave me hope. Oh Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done